Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Kennedy. Pitching for the New York Giants, Monty Kennedy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Scheffing for a passed ball. Rigney moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Heck reaches second base with a double. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heck moves to third. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Heck scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Blattner moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize is walked intentionally. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blattner scores. Mize moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner misplays the ball. That's an error on Blattner. Waitkus scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta throws the ball into Morello, who tags Kerr trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Scheffing and he is out, Morello applying the tag. Two outs. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Scheffing takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blattner hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Scheffing and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr throws to second for 1, and Blattner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Pavko moves to second. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr is walked intentionally. Monty Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Bill Nicholson. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing right field. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Blattner hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pavko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.